I don't think he's going to accept another term because he has already said so multiple times that he is not going to accept a third term, whether people like it or not.
The ruling ZANU-PF is appealing for him to do just that.
Exactly. They have a right to appeal to do just that, but they don't have a right to force him. They don't have a right to force Zimbabweans. Because those are some members of parliament. Of course, they represent people. But it doesn't mean people they represent like President Mnangagwa at his age to run for the third term. And again, it goes far beyond just changing the constitution that people are talking about, because it involves a lot, unifying, you know, the party, you know, unifying the country. We have SADC, and we also have some international organizations as well. And fortunately or unfortunately, we are using the U.S. dollar as our main currency. It definitely is going to involve the United States of America as well, with its constant efforts, good efforts over the years to sponsor Democrats, of which I don't think his acceptance to run for a third term, if it is going to happen at all, I don't think it's something that is going to be taken lightly by Zimbabweans, by ZANU-PF, all ZANU-PF members, by SADC, and by the international community, including the United States and its allies, because they have investments in Zimbabwe as well.
What is the role of the Zimbabwe parliament? Do they have a say in whether the president can run for another term?
They are trying to change the constitution, and they have the right to change the constitution, which is, to me, it's a very small part for President Mnangagwa to accept to run for the third term, because he's going to make a wide consultation. And remember, when he was inaugurated, he made a commitment that he is going to be a listening president to everybody in Zimbabwe, the opposition included, and also those people who don't align with anybody. And church organizations have come out a few days ago discouraging the president to accept that third term offer. So I don't think President Mnangagwa will accept that. And my belief is that President Mnangagwa, of course, he may support the amendment of the constitution so that he will maintain his no and leave with a good name, that you see what has happened here. He was offered a third term and he said no, and he is a good guy. So he wants to leave with a good name.
Of course, as you said, President Mnangagwa said before that he would not seek another third term. This is not a guarantee, because if you look around Africa, there's so many heads of state or presidents who are trying to change the constitutional requirement to stay in power.
The reason why he got in power in the first place was to make sure Zimbabwe was going to be returned into constitutionalism, where he got in power committing to follow the current constitution and saying he's not going to run, you know, for a third term. And he said he already knows the date and the time he's going to get out of power. So I don't think he wants to lead Zimbabwe along the lines of those African leaders who are changing the constitutions and who don't want to leave power. I don't think that's the reason why he went in power in the first place. And I don't definitely think he wants to go that way, because to him, he knows the dangers of going that way, of staying in power, far more than just saying, well, I did my part and I'm going to leave for someone else, as he has committed to do.